I do the flag.
Wyoming do the flag.
Prayer.
I'm prayer, and he's flag.
Flag, yeah.
Okay, Bunkerville Town Advisory Board, February 24th, 2022. Members present are Brian Haviland, Vern Pollock, and Ren Abbott. We'll begin with an invocation by Brian Haviland, and then the pledge by Ren Abbott.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and thank you for many blessings. Grateful you be a town board, and help us to make good decisions and to be able to serve our community, to help those that are in need. We are grateful for all we have, and say this in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I already did the roll call ahead of the other stuff, so. No need to go to public comment, so we will go to item three. Approval of minutes for the 2014-2021 meeting. Possible action.
I wasn't there, so you guys have to do it.
I move that we approve the minutes for the October 14th, 2021 meeting.
Can I second it? I guess I'll second it.
Sure.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of agenda for February 24th, 2022. Hold, combine, or delete any items.
I move we approve the agenda as posted.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item five. Clark County Library District to discuss library news and events for discussion only.
You're
yes,
up.
Please.
All right.
State your name and position for the record, and
okay. You
can tell us where you live if you want or if you don't.
My name is Nivia Balsera, and I am the new librarian here at the Bunkerville branch. I took over for Carolyn when she retired.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to give you guys an update. Thanks for having me, by the way. Just saying that I've been trying to come out here for a while, as Brian kind of knows, but with the pandemic and everything changing so much in the library district, it's been insane. But I'm happy to report that we are now fully open, and we're fully staffed, which is two people, but we're fully staffed. And we have started to do our programming again. We're getting ready to do March programming. We're trying to do stuff for the kids every week, you know, whether it be a craft or a reading challenge or some kind of thing like that. And they're all welcome to come down. We'll post our flyers. We'll post in the community center, and we'll post them in the post office. And then basically just wanted to get the word out to the town folks that we're open again. And if there's anything you guys want to see from the library, more engagement with the community, or we do have adult stuff.
You have adult magazines there?
Well, we have Family Handyman. Taste of Home.
Okay. I just had to clarify, make sure you're on the same
page. It seems like the only people that ever come in are the kids, and we'd love to get some of the parents in too. And we have a ton of new e-resources that they instituted over the pandemic to help supplement the schools, because everything went to distance learning. And we have a good number of things we're happy to introduce you guys to, and I know that there's a big homeschool community out here too. And we can help get them books and whatever, because we're connected to the Las Vegas district.
Yeah.
So we can order anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I brought some bookmarks and some business cards if you guys want to keep them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we have a school teacher with us, so
yeah.
that's...
Well, and we're going to be at the school on Monday, too.
Nice.
So
good.
We'll have a table. We have these, we just got these new learning devices. They're called launch pads, and they're you don't have to be online or anything, and they're geared for, like, pre-K to, like, fifth grade. And, it's math games and reading games and things that they think are fun, but it's also teaching them how to, like, do math and solve puzzles and read. So they're great.
Good, thank you. And are you local? Do you live?
I live in Mesquite.
In Mesquite, okay,
yep.
Great.
And
glad to have you.
Come across the bridge every day?
Yeah, until it breaks down, right?
Thank you.
We hope not. Yeah, we need the bridge.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just informational, candidates may file at the Registrar of Voters, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, to serve on the elected Bunkerville Town Advisory Board. Filing takes place from March 7, 2022 to March 18, 2022, during business hours.
I believe this year you don't have to go down there for stuff if you don't want to. Is that right? You can do it virtual now?
So the only time that it really, and it doesn't ever really impact you guys, is if five people,
more than five people,
then you get a runoff or something else.
Oh, well, I think other positions too, I saw, like if you want to run to any position, I think this year you can
do
virtually. Because like before, like you had to go down and actually do it in person.
File, yeah.
I think you don't have to drive down there this year if anybody wants to apply for anything.
Yep. Constable, anything.
Okay. No planning and zoning. General business, item 7.1. Approve the 2022 Bunkerville Town Advisory Board yearly meeting calendar for possible action. I know we looked at this in our last meeting, and so this is, must just be to finalize and make sure.
And we can always change it too later if we don't like it. So I move we approve it as it is stated.
Let me take a look at what we...
Well, they're quarterly, okay. Unless something comes up, so it's kind of like, well, if something comes up, then we move it anyways. You know, if it's something...
Right, well, I think we had looked at it, and some things we said, no, we don't want to do it then, because based on some... Anyway, so let me take a quick gander. Although in my life, usually Thursday evenings are pretty, yeah, fine. Yeah, like we have one where it's the fair and rodeo is the week ahead there, and spring break. So I think we wanted to stay off that 14th date in April. Last day of school, graduation, blah, blah, blah. I think we already know we don't want to meet on Thanksgiving Day or anything like that.
Shortest meeting ever. We have dinner.
Yeah, we'd have a piece of pie and go home. Okay, yeah. Looks good. Ren, any?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we, that we approve the calendar for 2022 as is. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And then item 8, comments by the general public.
A couple things just coming here.
Anybody want
to? The light that got hit, does anybody know when that's getting fixed?
Still got a cone on there.
On the car
on the path.
Does anybody know when that's getting fixed?
They've still just got
a light out. That's a cone on it. Someone took out one of the lights.
Yeah, it's by near the bridge.
I assume they're working on it because it's got a cone on it and they've removed it.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe check and see what that's going in. Also, do we find out who actually fixes those lights?
It's Mario. Well, we can work with Mario.
State or county? Is it county?
No, NDOT actually.
It is NDOT.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if they'd run through and just, there are a few burnt out. I don't know if they're on a schedule to check those or...
If you give us the location, we can make sure that...
We'll just tell them to run the back of the
highway. Yeah, if they just run at nighttime or even during the day and just look, there's four or five that are just out,
okay.
You know, along there. Just so it is MDOT that maintains those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just right down here going down towards Mesquite on that.
On the path.
It's the car path or the bike path.
Bike path, yeah.
Yeah.
I did put in a ticket for that, but I can follow up on it.
Randy, you want to say anything about CDAC?
Yes, so we met and approved a bunch of projects. One of the projects was in Mesquite. So there's going to be, if I remember right, it was 28 units.
Yeah, you sent us a text about it.
In the phase that we approved, and it's right next to the old hospital.
The old Archon.
It's going to be the Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's going to be, it's going to be close to the middle school. It's going to be close to some shopping right there. So that was good. That was good to see a project here in town.
Yeah, it is.
Good.
So you can use it. And we actually got quite a bit of support from the members in Vegas that were on the committee. Almost everyone put it as the number one project that needed to be
funded. They're trying to get people out of Vegas too.
Yeah. it was one of the higher rate projects, so that was kind of nice to see that we got some love out here.
We try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good to be on that committee.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. Good. Okay.
Can I ask, is housing an issue out here for you all, or is it more the Mesquite issue?
Well, you can't find housing in Bunker, if that's what you're wondering.
I mean, but is it an issue? So for instance, in Logandale, it's an issue, and they don't want growth, so we're trying to force them to have a little bit of growth so that families can actually stay there. But are families having to move out of Bunkerville because there is no housing, or?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not like there's a million lots here that you can,
right.
I mean, if you want to go buy a lot, you can build on it, you know. It's not like you have to change zoning or anything. It's just a matter of finding a lot and doing it. And yeah, I mean, you see, they go up slowly. There's two or three a year or something. It's just kind of
yeah.
Slow.
I mean, and there's kind of a people. There's a certain group of people who want to be here, and they like you really don't have to put your house up for sale. People come and ask you and say, "Hey, if you ever sell, we want to," or they've already, you know. Anyway, they get sold without much work, because
my street, we screen people that want to move into the neighborhood. Yeah. So I get it.
I think, you know, because we don't want any large tracts coming in, and so it's just slow. It's great.
So Mesquite is asking for 6,000 affordable housing units because they're getting ready to bring in a big warehouse
bottling plant or canning plant or something.
Mm-hmm. So I'm asking.
So in Bunkerville.
I just want to make sure that you all are aware, because there will be some spillover, I'm sure. But
in Bunkerville, though, the way the zoning is, I mean, we can't really do that, because those 6,000 units are not going to be single family homes, probably. They're going to be duplexes and fourplexes and stuff like that, I assume.
Well, especially
which we don't allow.
28 unit project, it's Chris Darling who's doing it. So.
Which here, we can't really do anything more than a duplex. You know, you can do a house with a mother-in-law quarters, but other than that, we're not zoned for anything else, so.
Well, I just want to make sure people here don't get priced out of their attorney.
That's already happened.
Yeah,
that's already happened.
And all there's anything you can do about it. It is what it is.
Well, there's always the, you know, and some people think we're just going to keep going, but there's going to be something.
Yeah, it's 4 years up and 2 years down.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
I like the way
it is. Park County, we need 75,000 units in 2 years to keep up with
the growth.
Well, it's not even that, it's just the cost today, right? We spent $212 million keeping people in their homes, and now the average rent is $2,400, and we can't subsidize that. And for many seniors are seeing about a $500 increase, so now they were paying $600 for it's $1,100, and they don't even make that much. So we're trying to hurry and at least get some senior ones. That's why for the CDAC committee, affordable housing is at the top of the list, spread out across the valley.
Yeah.
We approved a huge, well, not huge, a big senior living one that was, I thought it was a pretty cool concept. It's a whole bunch of tiny homes just right next to each other. So they have their own space. It's not like but they're close enough together with medical services and stuff, so that was a pretty neat project that got approved too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mesquite will keep pushing for more and more houses and more density, and they're set up for it and we're not, that's fine. We'll stay small and build our three
you
or four.
You want to stay small?
Yeah. Build our three or four, two, three houses, whatever, every year, and that's fine.
All the work's over there anyways, so yeah. The houses might as well be over there too.
True.
We like you just the way you are.
Yeah. We do too.
It's a Billy Joel song.
Yeah.
Love you just the way you are.
Make sure that gets recorded.
Yeah, I'm right by it. I mean, you know. Karaoke evening here at the board. Okay. Well, next meeting date on the schedule is March 31st, 2022. Meeting as we are, it may not need
it's
to happen
just,
unless.
I don't think it's the regular,
right.
Just because we just never know.
Right. Okay, thank you. Adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for this evening. That was nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. We had fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.